WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 1% of Bryan School District voters turned out during the 2 weeks of early voting on whether or not to increase the property tax for maintenance and operations by 2 cents to access $3 million in state money. On our show, School Board Vice President Mark McCall was asked if voters say no.
If it fails, then obviously we'll leave a lot of money, back in Austin. And that's okay.
McCall says some of the increased funding will go towards special education.
We've had some issues that we know we need to address. And so within special ed, there are some state increases. TRS, the teacher retirement system, requires more.
After 368 of more than 49,000 registered voters participated in early voting, tomorrow's general election voting sites are the Brazos Center, Arena Hall, and the Brazos County Administration Building. The city of Bryan is still working on getting private utilities to move overhead lines at the sites of street projects. Public Works Director Jason Barfnack provided an update on our show about negotiations with Frontier Communications, the former Verizon, and Suddenlink, whose corporate owner is France-based Altice.
One of those projects is St. Joseph's improvements around 29th and Villa Maria. We still have some poles there with wires on them. BTU has moved their facilities. We need to get those poles out of the way so that we can then open the road and complete that project. But we have those utilities on those poles, and until they relocate into the conduits, then we can't move those poles.
Dr. Barfnick says the overhead lines have to move underground because the city does not have the right of way to relocate utility poles. The annual Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley exceeded all expectations.
$170,000 in that night, which is amazing.
CEO Chris Dyer says their fundraisers are combined with contributions from local governments to fund local arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
And the cities have really stepped up for the past couple of years. So this year we're going to be able to award well over $400,000 directly to arts, culture, and heritage organizations in Bryan College Station. And also we do a Navasota program, and it's just really exciting.
Dyer says most importantly, more than $20,000 was raised again for college arts scholarships. The U.S. House has passed its version of the 2018 federal budget. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan hopes Republican leadership in the Senate can follow suit.
More of a near-term feature of the budget is that it has what we call reconciliation instructions to allow us to pass tax reform in the Senate with just 51 votes. Again, having to wire around those stupid 1800s era filibuster rules in the Senate. So those reconciliation instructions become the rail car that we'll put tax reform on in order to be able to get it through the House and the Senate.
Flores, during his weekly Washington update, hopes the legislation will be approved by the end of the year that balances the federal budget in 10 years, along with reforming the federal tax code. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses:
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Colter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We have high pressure overhead with lots of warm weather, but cooler temperatures are headed towards the region. Sunshine in 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clouds night, maybe a brief shower as cold front heads our way. 60 to 65 overnight. Clearing, breezy, and a lot cooler tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunshine Wednesday, and it's warmer. Wednesday afternoon, the highs are up closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Never mind, I'll
find someone like you. It's okay, we're all going to get through it together. One week at a time. But it was a bad Sunday for Lone Star Sports. The Astros, the Texans, the Cowboys. Losers, each and every one of them. But we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in sports. The Aggies came up on the short end as well on Saturday, but they did pick up a pretty good fight against top-ranked Alabama. And soccer and volleyball both got wins yesterday, so there's some positivity for you.
Whoop.
All that more coming up in sports.
So how did soccer win? I just saw it was 1-1, and they were about to go to their second overtime.
So Grace Piper, well, I mentioned that in my sports, Scott, but that's okay.
Well, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I had to leave.
No, Grace Piper got the golden goal in the 109th minute. Wow. And so, yeah, Aggie soccer is pretty dang good this year. They're good every
year,
really.
Good.
That's the thing. But they're ranked 19th. They'll probably go up after that. They're 10-2-1 overall, 5-1 now in the SEC, and that was after maybe it was their second game they dropped in SEC play.
Yeah.
So they're on a 6-match winning streak right now.
So now does the A&M football team go into the top 25 after losing?
No. Ooh. They okay. did get more votes on the AP, by the way. They got right. 4 votes now in this week.
Okay.
So, and I think they got 14 in the coaches poll, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what they were last week.
Well, I mean, you know, they play well. All right, here's the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide in College Station Saturday night.
I'm trying to get our players to listen to me instead of listening to you guys. You know, all that stuff you write about how good we are and all that stuff they hear on ESPN, it's like poison. You know what I mean? It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
Rat poison.
So rat poison. I'm asking them, are you going to listen to me or are you going to listen to these guys about how good you are? All right, just like your question right now, if we get stopped 3 out of 4 times, like that's a bad thing? We're not going to beat everybody 66-3.
Whoa!
Ooh, shots fired at Ole Miss.
We're not going to beat everybody because not everybody's as trash as Ole Miss is.
Well, but the problem is this week, you know, so you can tell he's going to have them angry.
Yeah.
And they're going to be at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And A&M has been in those crosshairs before.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And come home with a limp. And so now they're going to...
Who do they have this weekend? Do we know?
Arkansas. Arkansas. They have Arkansas. Oh,
we might not beat everyone 66-3. It might be 75-0.
You know, Brett Bielema might be the first SEC coach fired this year. How weird is that? Nobody would have seen that on the radar. But he
is probably the first SEC coach to ever have a child born while he was a head coach. Think about that.
Interesting.
He's got like a 1-year-old.
Oh, wow.
They're going to fire him? He's got a 1-year-old at home?
I didn't think about that.
I mean, how could you do that?
You can do it. He's making plenty of money.
How caring is that?
Brett will bounce back. But yeah, he might get fired before Butch Jones because it's going to be ugly this week.
Yeah,
and Arkansas got blasted by South Carolina.
Yeah. All right, there were some internet hoaxes over the weekend. They weren't true.
Hoaxes.
Tiger Woods was not found dead in his apartment. Not true.
I did not even see this.
No, I didn't either.
Marilyn Manson did not die of injuries when a prop fell on his head in a concert. Okay, did not happen. And Morgan Freeman did not pass away in Mississippi.
Oh,
okay?
Good. Thank goodness.
None of those things happened, but apparently they were out there.
Yeah, does Morgan Freeman joke about someone's death.
Yeah, that's is Morgan Freeman still live in Mississippi?
Yeah.
He's got a house there?
He does. And but, you know, so you got that. But There are some other things that we can celebrate. One of them, again, it's Beer and Pizza Day.
Right. Amen.
Beer and Pizza Day would suggest maybe later in the day would be a good time to do that.
Okay.
But not, you know, not
beer
right now.
Beer and Pizza, the official sponsor of the Freshman 15.
There you go. What is coming to an end is America Online has announced that it's AOL Instant Messenger.
Rest in peace.
I have so many
memories. Some hours.
So it was introduced in the mid-1990s. It'll be ending its run on December the 15th. Verizon picked up AOL for only $4 billion in 2015, but the end of Instant Messenger, probably a foregone conclusion. With smartphones and unlimited texting and all the social media and stuff like that that was out there. But in its day, how many times did you fire up your AOL hoping to hear you've got mail or you get an IAM?
We were on AIM all the time. It was such a big deal to like pick out your username.
Yeah.
And then you'd find the perfect one and you tried to register for it and it'd be taken. Oh, it's the worst.
It's the same way it is with Tinder.
Sexy
Chocolate 90 was already taken.
So yesterday I'm joining a chat room, a blog thing, and
chat room.
Man.
Oh, Scott, you're so cute.
Chat room.
Isn't that what it is? Well, I don't know. It's a network.
It's
a community.
It's a forum. Gotcha.
Yeah, a community. All right. And so it gives you guidelines for your password.
Mm-hmm.
And it said something, and one of the words they used was short, so I made my password short with a number after it. I thought it was funny. I don't know. They may kick me off, but I...
Well, that's interesting. Their guideline was to make your password short?
Yeah.
Usually it's make it as long as possible.
Yeah, no, that was...
It must be 15,000 characters. Yeah,
exactly. And you get that little strength of password.
Yeah, it tells you
mine
all that kind
never,
of stuff.
Mine are never strong. No, they're always good.
Yeah. Well, and one of these days it'll start saying, can't you do better?
Exactly.
You'll start getting demeaning messages from your computer when you don't have a strong enough
be like mom talking to me all the time.
Yeah, but we're
disappointed in your choice.
Well, you can do that if you want to. Yeah. Well, but remember we had the story with that about a month ago about the guy who came up with all of these guidelines mm-hmm. about what your password should be, that it should have a strange character in it, that it has to have a number, has to have a capital letter. And he, in fact, had said he's sorry that he did that. I mean, he was under pressure. They had to come up with some guidelines, and so he did. But, in fact, what would be better would be for you to think of a 5 or 6 word phrase that you always remember and use the first letter of mm-hmm. each word and then put a number out there or something like that. Those are much harder to crack for those people who are going to try to hack into your account, as if you've got enough in there that they want to hack for.
I know.
But nonetheless... just a much better way to do it, but we're not in that world yet. We still have to do the capital letter and this number and sure and put that sign in there.
And I understand the guidelines, but why does it matter to that company if your account gets hacked? It does matter. I know. I get it. But it's interesting how they force you into a certain
Well,
one.
It's bad PR for them if it gets hacked.
True,
that's their problem.
It's our fault. We're the stupid ones who put short 1, 2, 3
password. I hate the ones that ask your password, and of course you have to remember that all the time. And then it's got follow-up questions that apparently I answer completely
questions.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yes, security questions that you should only know the answer to, and somehow you still get incorrect the time. Yep. Yep.
How does that work?
Where was your mother born? I'm oh, crap. Mom.
What did I say? Yeah, what did I say?
Did I say that place or that place?
Oh, anyway.
Sometimes it's just whether or not I capitalize the first letter or not.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Annoying.
Gets me a lot.
Well, I know there are programs out there that can save all those things for us. Texas authorities relieved to find out that the sidewalk made from tombstones was not built from stolen grave markers.
Woo!
Construction workers who were renovating a Hunt County house. Hunt County is... Commerce is in Hunt County, so that's where that is. Construction workers renovating a Hunt County house discovered the face-down headstones being used as a walkway in the front yard. Okay.
Oh, geez.
At first, they thought that they had uncovered an old burial site or that the headstones had been swiped from a nearby cemetery. Police later determined that the headstones, in fact, were rejects with spelling errors on the other side.
Oh.
And they'd never actually been used as grave sites. Police spokesman said, it's kind of creepy in my opinion, but it's fine.
It's East Texas for you.
That's it. Hey, you use what you got, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true.
Manhattan, Montana, gearing up for a very one-sided mayoral race. That's because there's only one candidate running for office this year. Glenn Clements, he's a Navy vet, only person who applied to be on the ballot this time around. He only needs one vote. He can vote for himself and win. Clements said that he's excited to take a job that nobody else wanted. Manhattan has a population of 1,500. He likes it now, but if something bad goes wrong, then they're going to blame it on him. Just
I love small town politics, by the way.
Well,
they're amazing.
Well, that's true. Of course, now what is the definition of a small town?
I would say 1,500 qualifies
it
as
is,
a small town.
But how big is it before it's not small?
Right.
See?
Right.
5,000.
Okay. Well, or if you know the parties involved, if you know the players, that makes a difference.
Oh, sometimes, everybody knows everybody in a small town.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Can be fun. All right, before you donate canned foods to the food bank, you might want to be sure and check out the expiration date.
Oh.
Food bank in the United Kingdom received a donation of decades-old soup.
Ew.
I know. The Cardiff Food Bank in Wales posted photos of 46-year-old cans of kidney bean soup.
46?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Heinz soup from an unknown benefactor. The can was so old, the price tag reflected an extinct form of currency, in fact. Well, yeah, I guess it was in, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. They don't use the euro, and so I don't know what it was. But anyhow, the can was so old they had that, and yet it determined on there that it was ready to eat. But they're not going to eat it. Spokesperson said, it should probably be in a museum. Same person also donated Green Giant sweet corn and Del Monte carrots from the 1980s. So,
You know some hoarder out there that's bringing everything in there.
Yeah, that's I expect that's probably it. Okay, so... let's say that you're not the State Fair of Texas. Let's say you're the, State Fair of Arizona,
okay,
for instance. Okay. Now, we have this big deal about the kind of food and stuff that we have at our State Fair, which is pretty dang cool stuff.
Yeah, okay? It's all fried.
Deep fried stuff. Well, Arizona State Fair said, we're going to one-up you. Somebody is selling a cotton candy burrito.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
They flattened out cotton candy. Put some scoops of birthday cake ice cream on top. And then they roll the cotton candy around into a tortilla. They call it the Candy Yurito, which is a kind of a weird
clever name. Mm-hmm. Good job, guys.
Assuming people there are wanting that. In the picture they have, of course, it's multicolored and kind of silly looking, but... again, if you're the Arizona State Fair,
oh my gosh,
who never gets to have anything going on?
I'm seeing a video of them making it right now.
Pretty,
yeah. It's like Katy Perry threw up on something. It's
perfect.
Just, yeah,
and rolled it into a cylinder.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Let's go to Las Cruces, New Mexico. Have you received a no current permit citation on your car, and you're a student there, and you haven't paid it yet? Well, now the New Mexico State University Transportation and Parking Service has an offer that you can really sink your teeth into during homecoming week. That'll be October 23rd through 27th. You can bring in at least 80 ounces of peanut butter to the parking department, and that'll act as payment.
Really?
Yep. Peanut butter?
Yep. Now, these are Aggies there, too,
Those are Aggies. Yeah, so they're
weird
Aggies.
This will be the support Aggie cupboard food pantry thing. So,
Okay. Well, that's cool. They want specifically peanut butter.
Peanut butter. They do.
Okay. Now, New Mexico State is not a terrible football team, by the way.
Okay.
And they were on a very, very long losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
And the head coach shared some flyers around campus telling the co-eds not to fraternize with the football players until they won.
Oh,
really?
They won the very next game.
Did they?
That's motivation.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Whatever.
Interesting tactic.
Yeah. It worked.
It beats not running stands, right?
Yeah, this is true.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
You know, the weather
is your family up.
Sorry, the weather's not really been that good as far as your lawn is concerned. It got hot for a while. It actually got dry for a while, and that was what really hurt. You got rain every once in a while and then a lot of heat, and for that reason, it's tough to keep your lawn healthy. Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with that because they say they've got a plan having to do with organic composting. Now, in the Brazos Valley, the fall, starting in October usually, is the best time to get compost onto your yard. ABC's compost program uses a premium soil-enhanced compost, which is truly one of the greenest and most organic ways for you to improve the health of your yard. Plus, a well-composted yard uses and retains water more efficiently and gets your yard ready for a quick start next spring. So for a healthy compost application for your yard, give them a call at ABC and schedule here during the month of October. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, there to help you out. You can give them a call at 361-0500 or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. That also gives you an opportunity to be able to see all the services that ABC makes available to you. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment. Let's have a look at the weather, and brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Kind of a weird weather pattern coming because today going to be kind of warm as it's been, a little bit too warm for October, but tomorrow we get a reprieve, but it's only for a day. High today, 93. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 23 degrees cooler, telling us it'll be 70. By the way, the heat index today, 102, but tomorrow, high of 70 with north winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Starts to warm up again, though, on Wednesday. We'll have sunshine all during the week, by the way, and we'll be in the upper 80s by Thursday. Friday, we're back up to 90. So enjoy tomorrow. It was a nice, cool day. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 794% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we've got 74.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
25-year-old reality winner served in the Air Force for 6 years as a linguist, and then she went to work for a federal contractor connected with the NSA. In May, a day after she started the new job, she's accused of using her top-secret clearance to download an NSA analysis of Russian attempts to influence the election. She mailed it to a left-wing online publication called The Intercept. She was arrested. She was charged with violating the Federal Espionage Act. This week, she was denied bond for the second time by U.S. Magistrate Court Judge Brian Epps. The judge found that reality winner acted with premeditation. Before leaving the Air Force, she had researched what could happen if a thumb drive was inserted into a top-secret computer and how to anonymously send information to drive-by media outlets. Judge Epps also found that reality winner wasn't joking, as she claimed she was, when she expressed hatred for America, including wanting to burn the White House down. She was not kidding. He ruled that she presents an ongoing threat to national security and is a flight risk. Now, under Obama, leakers could simply ask for a government-paid sex change operation, mount a left-wing public relations campaign, get out of federal prison with a pardon. Bradley Manning? But times have changed. So for now, reality winner will stay put in a secure lockup until her trial. Sometimes, folks, reality bites. And it can hurt, you know, if it's in the wrong place.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that unsecure routers may be an easy way for cyber criminals to hack into your home network? Once on your network, they can access connected devices like laptops, smart TVs, and any personal information stored on those devices. That's why Norton, backed by Symantec, is introducing a new secure Wi-Fi router called Norton Core. Norton Core monitors for suspicious activity, isolates threats, and is uniquely designed for stellar speed and coverage. Setup is easy. There's an app that walks you through the steps, provides an overall security score, and recommends how to make your home network more secure. Go to getnortoncore.com and use the code RUSH for $25 towards next day shipping. Nothing can guarantee protection against every cyber threat, but Norton Core can help protect you against cyber criminals trying to hack into your home network. Visit getnortoncore.com. Use the code RUSH for $25 toward next day shipping. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Wildly successful was one description of last month's Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
We had right at 600 people attend this year. That's a significant bump from the past. Our live auctions did amazing, but most importantly, we raised over $20,000 again for college arts scholarships.
Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says overall the annual event generated $170,000 for arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
That can be anything from our Reflections program, our Art for Life program, our Artist Connect program where we're in the schools. And we use some for operations as well because, frankly, that's how we get things done. Mm-hmm.
Combining their fundraisers with donations from local governments, Dyer says the Art Council will be distributing more than $400,000 to member agencies. Over 2 weeks of early voting in the Bryan School District special election, turnout was less than 1%, 368 out of more than 49,000 registered voters. If voters say no to raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents, School Board Vice President Mark McCall says they leave behind $3 million in state funding.
We've committed as a board that we will, if we need to, dip into our rainy day fund and bring it in. But again, we'll have to continue to look at ways to cut.
McCall on our show says he wants BISD to maintain a strong, balanced budget to continue the district's new teacher incentive pay program.
Bring them up to the equity and go beyond. It's an incentive type program. Investing in our principals, making sure we have strong campus leadership in place to maintain a strong teacher growth.
Tomorrow's Election Day voting locations are at the Brazos Center, the Brazos County Administration Building, and at Arena Hall. Three awards were presented at a recent small business forum in Bryan, sponsored by Governor Abbott's office and other state and local agencies. The governor's office presented the Small Employer of the Year award to Scamardo Produce and its retail store, The Farm Patch, and a small business award went to CC Creations. The Research Valley Business Development Center presented its Dream to a Reality award to Bob England. A federal appeals court has ordered the Cinemark movie chain to accommodate patrons who are both blind and deaf with specialized interpreters.
The case involved a Pennsylvania man who wanted Cinemark to provide a tactile interpreter for a screening of Gone Girl 3 years ago. Tactile signing is a common means of communication used by people with both a sight and hearing impairment. The court ruled Friday that tactile interpreters are covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, but the Texas-based movie chain can still get off the hook if it convinces the court that providing the interpreters would cause an undue burden. The interpreters can cost several hundred dollars per screening. Paul Chambers, TSN News.
Two private utilities in the city of Bryan are still involved in figuring out who will pay for moving overhead lines underground at the sites of several street projects, including the area of 29th and Villa Maria by the CHI St. Joseph campus.
Suddenlink is involved, but they seem to be more cooperative than Frontier is right now. Okay. So we had some communication last week. I think there's some discussions about an agreement to be done, and then we still haven't worked out on who's paying for what. Right now, we're paying to put the conduits in. We have on the St. Joseph job, and we are for the Villa Maria job just because we needed to move that project down the road and get it advanced and moving it along because the street was coming. So contractors putting that in, we're paying for that now. But we had expect Frontier to reimburse us for that.
Public Works Director Jason Barfneck on our show says the city has not decided whether to eat the cost of moving Frontier's lines or pursue reimbursement from the company that owns a local phone service once operated by Verizon. Federal tax reform is part of a federal budget bill that has passed the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked during his weekly visit on our show if the Senate will change the House plan to have four federal tax rates.
I think we're going to see a change before it actually moves forward. The agreement we have with the Senate and the White House, when I say we the leadership in the House and the Senate and the White House have all agreed there's going to be one tax plan moving forward. And so last week we rolled out a framework, but the framework had some areas that were not fully defined, and that way our rank and file members have a chance to put their fingerprints on tax reform so that they take ownership so that we can get it across the finish line and not have the potholes in the road that we had with health care.
Flores says one of the potential issues is a possible fifth tax rate for high-income families.
So the way the tax rates are now, there's a 0% tax rate, which used to be 10. There is a 12, which used to be 15. There's a 25, which used to be 28. And there's a 35, which used to be 39.6. And so there could wind up being something that goes where that 39.6 rate used to be for families making over some, let's say, $1 million a year or something like that. We haven't figured out what that is.
Flores says the House budget plan calls for a balanced budget in 10 years. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour. You can always listen at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Through the month of October, Amish Furniture for Generations has a great sale going on. It's their bedroom floor model sale, and it includes their best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz and Schrocks and Miller and others. You can find up to 25% off select bedroom floor models, and if you want to do a new order instead, you get 10% off of the new orders, which is a great opportunity for you to get savings on a piece of furniture you're going to buy anyway. And with the fall weather, you can come in and check on the selection of outdoor furniture. You know, we get to use our outdoor furniture for most of the year. And why not get the same quality and durability in your outdoor furniture? How many times have you had to replace that stuff, right? Get the same durability, dependability, and life that you would want with Amish Furniture for Generations outdoor furniture. Now, they have some product that is not wood. This is the only thing they sell that doesn't have wood, but that's so that you can get some of the bright, vibrant colors that you would want in your outdoor furniture. But right now, you can get great savings, up to 25% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. Goes on through the month of October at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Give them a call if you want to, 774-4500. All furniture made in the USA by Amish craftsmen.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator, and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 740. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. It's a changeable weather forecast.
High pressure is in control of our weather for today. We'll enjoy lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be somewhere between 90 and 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, we'll cloud up with the chance for a stray shower. By morning, we're 60 to 65. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night, comfortable, 55 to 60. Sunshine and pleasant for Wednesday, with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Everybody just chill. It's going to be all right. We can't have anybody freak out there, okay?
No, all right.
We come too far.
Yeah.
But it was not a good day for Lone Star Sports yesterday. The Astros, the Cowboys, the Texans, all losers, but they're winners in their own heart, so that's good. But, yeah, it's going to be okay. We'll talk about that as well as, of course, Texas A&M fell up short to Alabama on Saturday. However, the Aggies did put up a heck of a fight. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as some other games going on around Aggieland. Some winners, by the way, Aggie soccer and Aggie volleyball. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, very entertaining football game Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
You know, it was not a sellout. Tickets were a bit pricey.
Yeah,
tickets were a little bit pricey.
By the way, did you guys, and I hadn't heard from y'all talking about this morning, at least in the hallway or whatever, did you see Jennifer Garner was at the game Saturday?
I didn't see that she was at the game, but I did see the picture on Twitter with her and Reveille.
I think she took that during the game. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Her dad apparently went to Texas A&M.
He did. Yeah, it's 2 degrees from A&M.
Yeah. So,
oh, cool.
So he's
and
class
he's
of
on,
60 or whatever.
He's on one of her credit card commercials.
Yes, he is on the Jennifer Garner card commercial. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Right. Yeah, he's an Aggie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. We don't have Matthew McConaughey, but we got her. She's
and we had Vaughn.
That's right.
And
Vaughn was there, too. Yeah, so that's we need to have more big games so that those folks can show up.
Yeah.
Vaughn apparently was serving up some stuff along with Tony Gerard Eddy at the Dixie Chicken.
Oh, cool.
Hey, he stepped behind the counter when it got busy at lunch.
Oh, nice.
What the heck? When you got, you know, millions of dollars, you can do that kind of stuff. That's for sure. So I went and looked, you know, earlier this morning. We found a T-shirt for Columbus Day, because it is Columbus Day.
Right.
Found a tie.
Really?
For like $39.
Oh, nice.
It's a white tie with kind of a black drawing of Columbus and looks like the wheel of a boat, you know, or maybe
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah.
a
right,
steering
right.
wheel like that. So, you know, we got that, and we have a song.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here.
What?
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here.
Who?
The Inuit and Cherokee, the Aztec and Menominee, Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed across the sea, but someone was already here.
Somebody was already here.
That's, what a creepy song.
That is a little creepy.
Yeah. But
just a,
so yeah. accurate.
Wee
it
bit.
Is.
No,
it is. So, but I figure we need to be sure that the young people who might be driving to work in mom and dad's car, driving to school in mom and dad's car, know the story of Columbus. And because the way we learned it, you know, wasn't quite exactly right. But
he was on the Nainier, the Painter, and the Santa Maria, so...
Matter of fact, I found a Sesame Street thing today with Kermit the Frog News, and he's interviewing Christopher Columbus, and that's pretty well
what
the way he
talked.
What
do you look at on the internet?
Hey, guys.
Did you get that in your chat room?
Interviewing Christopher Columbus here, just talking about...
And he does, and he says, so how are you going to discover America? Well, I'm going to look at them three ships over there. We're going to get across the ocean. I mean, that's
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. That's the world.
Someone
that
we was live already in. Here. Yeah.
Someone was already here.
All right, Jason Aldean opened up Saturday Night Live on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Of course, he was on stage last weekend. Here's what he had to say.
Hello.
Good. Thank you. I'm new at this. Okay, here we go.
I'm Jason Aldean. This week, we witnessed one of the worst tragedies in American history. Like everyone, I'm struggling to understand what happened that night and how to pick up the pieces and start to heal. So many people are hurting. There are children, parents, brothers, sisters, friends. They're all part of our family. So I want to say to them, we hurt for you and we hurt with you. But you can be sure that we're going to walk through these tough times together every step of the way. Because when America is at its best, our bond and our spirit, it's unbreakable.
There you go. That's how he opened Saturday Night Live. And then he sang Won't Back Down, which was cool, but it was the second time on Saturday that it had been performed. Did you hear about this at the University of Florida?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Now that's Tom Petty, Chelsea.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, Zach. Let you know. I know.
They really do need to make that a thing.
Yeah,
much
that's
like
really
much like
cool.
Fenway, you know, with Sweet Caroline, and us with Kanye.
There will be the.
We have Kanye. They've got. They've got Tom Petty.
Anyway, they should. That'd be a good deal. Virginia couple reaped the rewards of cash and beer in the North American Wife Carrying Championships in Maine. Jake and Kirsten Barney of Lexington, Virginia, finished first on Saturday. Jake was carrying his wife on his back when he trudged through water, jumped over logs. The couple completed, couple placed second last year. They jacked it up a year.
Yeah, we talked about them last year.
We did. Yep. The Barneys won five times Kirsten's weight in cash, or $630, and 12 cases of beer. They will travel to Finland for the World Wife Carrying Championship.
World Wife Carrying.
So that ought to be.
She weighs 126 pounds, by the way.
Okay.
Boom. Yep.
There you go. Did the math for us?
Yeah. Reeves, you'd have to get a tall husband.
Yeah.
It would be kind of just because your legs are so long. I'm just saying. It would be one of those deals that.
It is an
Because I weigh a lot? Is that what you're saying, Zach?
No. Knew she was going to find some way to turn that around.
It's an interesting situation.
It is. So I guess you win more money if your wife weighs more, but then obviously you put yourself at a disadvantage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how they handicap horse races, by putting the weight on there so they can take care of that. Vermont man robbed his neighbor's home, decided to sell everything at a garage sale.
Oh.
Yeah.
A three-day garage sale at that. Clearly, the guy next door noticed what it was.
Oh, he was just next door when he
Oh, yeah, it was his neighbor. Yeah,
hey, man, I thought you were donating this to my garage sale.
Aside from that, it was just fine.
Did the guy buy back any of the stuff?
I don't know. Yeah,
he went over there like, hey, Jim, what do you have?
I really like this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here's good news if you're...
Fat!
Apparently, Canadian authorities say that a biker's gut saved his life. Police say that the hefty biker was going whole hog on his stolen Harley. Hear what I did there?
Oh, stolen.
Hog, okay. Police called off the chase when speeds hit 90 miles an hour. Moments later, the big guy wiped out, went flying through the air, bounced on the pavement several times, suffered only a mild concussion and some road rash. Doctors say without a doubt it was his... A large amount of body fat that protected him from serious injury.
I mean, and up in Canada, you got to have that winter coat.
I'm just saying there, you could bounce on the pavement. 748.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture. And with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems old office furniture to create their offices. And you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch. Or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You wouldn't think a photo of a mother sleeping with two adorable children would be the subject of controversy, but it is. The picture went viral after a husband posted it to his Facebook page. He thought it was cute, but folks on the internet, well, they didn't. Many people, including some experts, didn't support the idea of allowing children to sleep in the same bed with their parents. I can understand the attraction to co-sleeping, as it's called. The early months of a child's life can be exhausting, especially for mom. Allowing your baby to sleep in the same bed with you can be a tremendous convenience when you feel desperate for rest. It sure beats having to search your way through a maze of furniture and dark hallways in the middle of the night. Still, I don't believe the convenience outweighs the risks. Keeping young children in bed with you can be terribly dangerous, for one thing. Co-sleeping increases the number of accidental suffocations and the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Sleeping with mom and dad can also be a very difficult habit for some children to break. Also, months of bed sharing can lead to real privacy concerns for you and your spouse. Be especially careful of that. Don't forget, there's a marriage to keep healthy, too. I suggest that you address sleeping arrangements in ways that protect both your children's physical safety and the intimacy of your marriage. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, some quick high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated saw its perfect record snapped, falling to Temple 28-20. Bryan edged out Navasota 38-37 in overtime. College Station blew past Waco University 62-14, and Rutter dropped one to Waco 35-6. Allen Academy came up short to Alpha Omega 83-47, and Buffalo blasted Bruceville Eddy 38-15. Fighting Texas Aggie football rallied late, but in the end, it just wasn't enough as the Maroon and White fell to top-ranked Alabama 27-19 Saturday night at Kyle Field. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin following the loss.
There's no moral victory in this deal. You go in that locker room, everybody's, you know, when you play that hard and you play that long, nobody's happy. You know, the challenge for us is, as I said, was to get in here and go back to work the way we've gone back to work every Monday to get better. And we lost the game, but as a team, we have gotten better every week. And there's a lot of things that we can learn from tonight that can help us the rest of the year.
Freshman quarterback Kellen Mond had yet another solid performance, throwing for 237 yards and a touchdown to go along with another score on the ground. Now, if you'd like to hear more of Coach Sumlin's take on the loss, as well as this Saturday's game against Florida, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8.
right here on WTAW. Grace Piper found the net in the 109th minute, and 19th-ranked Aggie soccer edged Georgia 2-1 yesterday in a very rainy Athens, Georgia. The victory is the sixth straight for the Aggs, who improved to 10-2-1 overall and 5-1-0 in the SEC. Now on the volleyball court, the Myrna White got back on the winning track yesterday, sweeping by Mississippi State 3-0 at Reed Arena. The Houston Astros will have to wait a little longer to pop the champagne following yesterday's 10-3 loss to Boston. David Price pitched four scoreless innings of relief for the Red Sox, who stave off elimination. Game four of the best-of-three series is this afternoon at 12:08 at Fenway. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees avoided elimination after blanking the Cleveland Indians 1-0. Masahiro Tanaka tossed seven solid innings for the Yanks, who host the Tribe for Game 4 tonight at 6:08. The Nationals and Cubs try to break out of their 1-1 tie when they meet up this afternoon at 3:08 at Wrigley, and the Dodgers try to cap off a sweep of the Diamondbacks when the teams duke it out in Arizona at 9:08. Well, the Dallas Cowboys welcomed the Green Bay Packers to town yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers was doing Aaron Rodgers things.
Second down, low snap, picks it up. Same play, fade, left side, grabbed over the shoulder, caught by Devontae Adams. Touchdown, Packers, with 11 seconds to play.
1 minute and 15 seconds was too much to leave Rodgers and company as the Pack marched down the field to score the winning touchdown and beat the boys 35-31. Dallas falls to 2-3 on the season, despite a great outing by quarterback Dak Prescott, who threw for 251 yards and three touchdowns to go along with one score on the ground. Now down in Houston, the Texans were unable to overcome early injuries to defensive stars J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless as they fell to the Kansas City Chiefs in a shootout, 42-34. Coach Bill O'Brien says the injuries are hurt, but he's not making any excuses.
I thought we competed until the end, and the next guys are going to have to step up and play. You know, we have to do a good job coaching and scheming, but that's the National Football League. Guys get hurt, and you have to, the next guy in the team meeting room at that position needs to step up.
Watt, a three-time Defensive Player of the Year, suffered a tibial plateau fracture, and it's not certain how long he'll be out. Merciless left with a chest injury. However, quarterback Deshaun Watson continued to shine. He threw for 261 yards and five touchdowns as the Texans fall to 2-3 on the year. Now tonight, things head to the Windy City as the 1-3 Chicago Bears host the 2-2 Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com. For zero payments until 2018.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Kreitz Market, Prosperity Bank, Vista College, and Garland Insulating. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW and the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. In the next half hour, 10 words that we don't have in the English language for stuff that happens in our life. In other words, in foreign languages, stuff that we all do, but we don't have a word name in English.
Interesting.
For it.
All right.
And goodbye, Cam. Hello, Dak. Do you see this? Dak Prescott?
Yeah, he's the Dannon man.
Yeah, that didn't take
long.
Nice. Yeah. He'll film commercials in Texas this week.
But don't worry, Cam came out with his Rosie the Riveter pin on his hat on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Just stop.
Full
Just
damage control.
Stop. Oh,
full.
Yeah.
Well, again, it doesn't change the way he feels.
Absolutely.
Well, he can do all that.
And I don't know if anybody watches the Four Letter Network anymore, but Michelle Beadle on Sports Nation found out a way to blame white guys for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Whitey's
fault. Excellent.
So,
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, good. We can pile that on. That's one more thing to make us feel badly about ourselves. Look for a high temperature today of 93. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, well, now they've jacked it up a little bit. 76 is going to be our high temperature tomorrow, but that's okay. North winds will make it feel pretty pleasant. 75 right now, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.